Lecture 7, Islamic Revivalism, Renewal and Reform.
The Islamic world experienced a major transition from the 17th to the 20th centuries. As the power, prosperity, and dynamic expansionism of imperial Islam gave way to political disintegration. It was a traumatic period. Social and moral decline spread, followed by the advent of European colonialism throughout much of the Muslim world. Islam possesses a long history and tradition of religious revival and reform in response to perceived compromises in faith and practice. Historical examples of incidents covered in previous lectures that led to the calls for religious revival and reform include the Kharijite secession during the early Islamic period and Shi'i revolts, as well as the development of Islamic law and Sufism. Islamic concepts of reform, Islah, and renewal, Tajdid, are based in the Quran and in the Sunnah, and both call for return to these sources. Islah or reform is a Quranic term found in chapters 7, 11, and 28, for example, that describes the vocation and activities of prophets. As in Judaism and Christianity, in Islam, prophets are messengers or warners, reformers who call upon a wayward or sinful community to return to God's path. Thus, Muslim reformers called for the realignment of individual and community life with the norms of the Sharia. This Quranic mandate, coupled with God's command to enjoin good and prohibit evil, provides the time-honored rationale for Islamic reformism. Renewal, or Tajdid, proclaims the belief that an individual, a renewer of Islam, is sent by God at the beginning of each century to restore true Islamic practice and regenerate the Muslim community by returning it to the straight path of Islam. This tradition of renewal, Tajdid, is based on a saying of the Prophet that God will send to this Ummah, Muslim community, at the head of each century, those who will renew its faith for it. It was expressed in a number of popular religious forms or beliefs. The most prominent was the idea of the Mahdi, the divinely guided one. In contrast to other reformers or revivalist leaders who simply claimed to be qualified to interpret or reinterpret Islam, a Mahdi, though not a prophet, asserted that he was a divinely appointed and inspired representative of God. While Islamic revivalists claimed to simply return to the original teachings of the Quran and the Prophet Muhammad, in fact, they produced new religious interpretations and cultural syntheses to guide their age. Practicing ijtihad, or personal interpretation, of the Quran and Sunnah, great revivalists in the Middle East and South Asia, like Muhammad al-Ghazali ibn Taymiyyah, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, whom we shortly discuss, Shah Wali Allah, claim the right to function as interpreters or reinterpreters, mujtahids, in order to purify and revitalize their societies. Implicit was the belief that the righteous community of Muhammad at Medina sets the norm that all Muslims are to follow. Pre-modern revivalist movements spread across the Islamic world in the 17th and 18th centuries, from Sudan to Sumatra, from Africa to Southeast Asia. The ideological worldviews of revivalists shared common points. The purpose of pre-modern revivalists was not to reinterpret Islam to yield new solutions, but to return to the fundamentals, to the fundamental sources of Islam, the Quran and the Sunnah, to establish or reestablish an authentic community, such as the community of the Prophet. For this reason, they are often popularly referred to as fundamentalist movements, those that return to the fundamentals. The process involved the creation of a socio-moral reform movement governed by Islamic law, a religious community state of true believers, in contrast to existing societies that were no longer seen as truly Islamic. Removal of foreign un-Islamic practices that had infiltrated and corrupted the community was necessary. This included a critique of the ulama, the religious scholars, reform of Sufism, rejection of taqlid, the following of tradition, here seen as the blind following of the scholars of the past, and a return, therefore, to the original teachings of the Quran and Sunnah. Struggle jihad, whether through both moral self-discipline or armed struggle, was required to reassert the rightful place of Islam in society. Muslims who resisted these measures were no longer regarded as Muslims, but were to be numbered among the enemies of God.